This is Ted Kennedy. Congress is finally moving to repeal the archaic combat exclusion statutes that deny equal opportunity for women in the armed forces. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, the armed forces claim they're an equal opportunity employer, and they are, partly. They've made remarkable progress in opening up all branches of the service to racial minorities. But the same can't be said for women, because Neanderthal statutes deny equal opportunity by excluding them from jobs involving combat. The Pentagon has bent the rules as far as it can. In the Persian Gulf War, women served brilliantly in positions that involved great physical risk and sometimes even actual combat. In July, Congress voted to repeal the worst statutory exclusions and give the Pentagon more authority to let women use their full talents. It's the right move, Al. Women have skills that modern armed forces need. The only proper test is not gender, but the best person for the job.
Pretty good plug for Clarence Thomas. Ted, stop trying to micromanage the Pentagon by forcing some vague policies on the military. Cheney and Powell are the best qualified ones to decide. And Ted, you skirt the issue on whether women should be ordered into combat or if they should only be allowed to volunteer. You also easily gloss over the honest physical differences between men and women in combat situations. You should be willing to admit that this issue is so novel that we need to better understand it before making rash decisions. The Senate just approved a new defense appropriations bill which sets up just the kind of comprehensive study we need. Let the Pentagon take the first long, serious look at what we need before just saying that all women should serve in all combat in all circumstances. Steady, Ted. We veterans know better. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on giving temporary work visas to artists, musicians, and actors who want to come to America. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.